The fifth day of the blessed month of Bauna, the departure of St. James of the East. On this day, St. James of the East, the confessor, departed. He lived and worshipped in one of the monasteries of the East. He was a contemporary of Constantine, who was the son of Constantine the Great. Also Julian the Infidel and Jovianus the Believer. When the latter was killed, Valens, his brother, reigned in his stead. He was an Arian, and he closed the Orthodox churches and allowed the Arians to open their churches. The grace of God moved this saint, and he went to the city of Constantinia. He met the emperor on the emperor's way to war. He stood before the emperor and said, "I ask you to open the churches of the believers that they may pray for you, so that may God make you victorious against your enemies. Otherwise, God will forsake you and you will be defeated before your enemies." The emperor became angry at what St. James said and commanded his soldiers to beat and imprison the saint. James told him, "Know that you shall be defeated before your enemies, and you shall die by burning." The emperor became enraged and ordered that James be kept under guard until he should return from war. The saint told him, "If you return safely, then God has not spoken by my mouth." The emperor went on to fight his enemies. When the two armies faced each other, the Lord did forsake him, and so the emperor was defeated before his enemies. They pursued him until he came to a certain village to which they set fire. Its people escaped, but he and some of his men remained, and they were burned. Some of his soldiers who returned to the city of Constantinia told the Christians what had happened. Thus the prophecy of the holy man was fulfilled. The believers assembled and brought James out of prison with great honor. The Arians knew that the divine grace and the spirit of prophecy dwelt in St. James, and they believed in the accuracy of his faith. Many turned away from their error of Arianism and confessed that the Son of God is indeed equal with the Father in essence. St. James spent the rest of his days of his life in devotion to the ascetic life and in fighting the spiritual fight until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, the two great saints, Anba Bishay and Anba Boutros, were martyred. Their relics are located in Sedfa, the governorate of Assiut. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. This day also marks the commemoration of the consecration of the church of the great saint Anba Bakhtar in the region of Sho, east of El Kesias. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.